हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर डायन हंट, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 3/15/59, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 7/27/2021 एंड डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 7/20/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports allegedly that she is still suffering with a severe pain in the neck to the tune of 10 and pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 8 and the headache are around 7 to 8. Also, her left arm is quite painful, especially the left elbow, and she has a severe spasm in the left trapezius muscle due to torticollis. And this is causing her difficulty in sleeping and ADLs. Her left leg is also in severe cramps. The ADLs that she reports are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of general activity, walking ability, and enjoyment of life. Sleep is affected 9. Mood, work, relationship with other people are affected 8. Only 10% relief has been obtained so far, according to the patient. In the system review, patient reports headaches, which are around 7 to 8, and difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and poor work performance. No confusion, disorientation, and there is no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory loss, or balance problems. Loss of equilibrium is not reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. And then, I'm sorry, the shoulder is left, actually. It's the left shoulder, which is stiff, and left shoulder pain. And also, patient has a pain in the left wrist and hand, left hip, and difficulty walking moderately. In the GI, patient reports nausea and constipation. However, she has no vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a frequency of urination, but there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing and shortness of breath, but patient denies any asthma, chest pain, coughing. In last 30 days, pain is much worse than the last month, and there are no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tramadol. Substance abuse. Patient does not abuse any substances and compliance is free. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 195/140. The 56 pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 6/23/2032, dictation number 0624-077. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. Patient will continue her medication, which has a refill, which are duloxetine, 30 milligrams for the depression, xanidine, 4 milligrams twice a day for relaxation, Celebrex, 30 milligrams daily, and Tramadol, 100 milligrams ER daily, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch daily for pain relief. Patient is advised to try marijuana. And she has been advised to get the injection treatment for the shoulder, left shoulder, and left elbow, as well as cervical epidural steroid injection. I have informed the patient that she has been injured a year ago, and role of physical therapy is minimal. This is the last month. We are going to continue 3 times per week. Physical therapy to neck, lower back, shoulder, and rotator cuff. Apparently, the physical therapy has not been any more helping her. The patient will continue on disability and work disability, household replacement, and transportation. The patient can drive 10 miles if transportation is not available. The MRIs were discussed with the patient. There is a herniated disc at C5-6 and C6-7, for which cervical epidural steroid injection should help her. And in her shoulder, she has a supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinitis and AC joint arthritis, for which further injection treatment can be given. The patient will schedule her appointment, and thank you.